It was the third Sunday of October 1893 when the Reverend Tresham of St. Anne's, Lambeth, sent his churchwarden up to Baker Street between matins and luncheon. The mission school fund, Mr. Holmes' 12-month subscription, raised by my curate Mr. Trevelyan, £840 counted at last quarter's close, £400 short upon the auditor's count this morning. The architect is to be paid on Monday at noon. My curate cannot account for the deficit. He has confessed to taking it himself. He is my own nephew. He has not the look of a man who would do this thing. We took a hansom across the river. At the gate of the parish church, a flower seller's barrow had been set against the railings, the woman missing a front upper left tooth, and her sing-song carrying down the lane, violets, 2 pence the bunch, fresh this morning. The vestry was small and panelled, the books open upon a deal table. The curate sat with his head in his hands. The parish treasurer, Mr. Sangster, stood at the window with a businessman's anxious composure. Allow me, then, to set out the persons, the evidence, and the testimony as they stood before us. First, the suspects. Mr. Trevelyan, curate, the rector's nephew, the confessor. A pale, slight young man of 28, the rector's nephew and a curate of 3 years' service. He had walked the parish with his subscription book through the year and held the daily charge of the mission fund. He had confessed to the diversion before luncheon. He could not say where the money was. Mr. Sangster, parish treasurer, 15 years, a city man of business. A broad, prosperous man of 55, in his city life, a director of a small private bank. The treasurer of the parish for 15 years, and the curate's uncle by his late wife. Miss Hatton, Sunday school superintendent, the curate's fiancée. A composed, quiet woman of 25, the curate's fiancée, who had assisted Mr. Trevelyan at the parish rounds through the year and knew the fund's progress to the shilling. Mr. Banks, verger, 20 years. A heavy, slow man of 60, who held the second key to the vestry's small safe. He had been at the parish all his working life, and had no other living than what his pension and verger's pay set him. Now to the evidence. Mr. Trevelyan's confession. The curate's confession was made to his uncle the rector at 10:30 this morning. It was full of grief and meagre of detail. He could give no account of where the money was nor of what had been done with it. The check stubs. The fund's checkbook held 32 stubs across the year. Each draft had been signed by Mr. Trevelyan and countersigned by Mr. Sangster as the parish treasurer's office required. The drafts ran in regular weekly amounts to the architect's progress payments and to subscriptions returned. Mr. Sangster's private papers. Holmes asked, with the rector's permission, for a sight of the parish treasurer's private papers in his desk at the vestry. There he found a folded letter dated August. A Cape Town merchant circular invitation to subscribe to a colonial gold mining venture, and Mr. Sangster's pencilled note in the margin £400 by Michaelmas to be replaced from senior fees. Miss Hatton's parish book. Miss Hatton's own parish book, kept in her hand and signed by each subscriber, agreed to the penny with Mr. Trevelyan's running total at the close of every month. The verger's keys. Mr. Banks's second key to the vestry's small safe had hung on a chain at his waistcoat through the year. He had not opened the safe alone in 30 years. The parish had no record of any unauthorized access. And to the statements taken, Mr. Trevelyan, curate, confessor, says, I have erred, sir. I cannot say more. The fund is short and I have signed the checks. My uncle has been kind to me these years and I would not have him see this from any other man's mouth. The money is gone. Miss Hatton, Sunday school superintendent, the curate's fiancée, says, my book agreed to the penny with my Trevelyan's at September, sir. He brought every shilling home to me each Saturday evening. I cannot believe he has taken so much as a sovereign of this fund, whatever he may say of himself this morning. The man, I know, did not do this thing. That is the ground. Make of it what you will, before Holmes makes of it what he must.